afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
All right, so we're talking about some of the latest developments, potential developments in processor manufacture and the relevance of Moore's Law and maybe making it obsolete, both in terms of now we're really not doubling the speed every 2 years, but potentially in the very near future exceeding that dramatically, maybe doubling the speed in 3 months, perhaps. And a couple of technologies that we're on the cusp of utilizing. A couple of others that we talked about the exciton condensate, which is kind of like an electronic Teflon, where you got electrons just cruising down the lane with little or no friction, as opposed to the high friction silicon now. And they're trying to invent this new state of matter. Then we talked about, kind of the sloppy sounding good enough paradigm where you tailor your application for what is needed so that you're not producing 4K images on a cell phone when you can't even see it. You use software to manage that so you get the results you want and nothing more. And making that very efficient. Now, another one that they're looking at is still using a form of silicon. But just this last February, UT Austin researchers announced the creation of the first transistors made from silicene. Now, what this is this is a atom-thick layer of silicon, but because of its thinness, the electrons move through it infinitely more efficiently with much, much less heat than it's hard to call them thick because they're so thin now, it's incredible, but relatively thick layers of conventional silicon. The problem is silicene is very, very difficult to work with because of its complexity and instability when it's exposed to air. So still a lot of work to do there. So we're on the cusp. Probably sometime in the next 2 to 5 years where we're going to have one or more of these potential developments break and revolutionize technology for us. And when you think about how far it's come already and how revolutionized it is now, it's really incredible. I don't know. Think about the difference between 1980 and now. It could be equivalent in terms of the development of technology that it took from 1980 to 2015, which is 35 years, it could compress it and have equivalent developments in 5 years because of the
that's incredible.
It could be literally mind numbing. The developments.
That doesn't look like the next generation of computing to me.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, FYI.
It is, yes.
On a related note, on an earlier topic we were covering, Dr. Dave, yes. 26 light years, which is approximately when your first broadcast went out.
Yeah.
According to Robert, looks like there's a star 26 light years away. Could harbor alien life, he says.
Ah. And they're pissed now because they're just getting the signal.
Which is good to know because they're going to be coming here to kick our butts. A star called Chara.
Chara?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't she with Rufus?
And she is an alien life
form. Wasn't she with Rufus?
We know she was from another planet but because the way she talked. But anyway, yes, that's where he says that our signal is propagating to.
Oh, very good.
And it's just passing now, so hello everybody at Chara. Come see us.
Well, unfortunately, Chara thinks we're a bunch of idiots because we're talking about,
coochie, 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 coochie.
We're talking about we're talking about technology from 1989.
That's true.
So we're talking about That's like true. 1989. What was
they'll be like? What?
Probably 200 megahertz processors, yes. K5 processors
it's
or
true.
Something.
It's true.
They're going, oh man, these Earthmen, they're idiots. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Steve-O, do we have time to get to an Apple update?
Sure.
Let's get to the latest from that utopian community known as Apple Computer.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Well, a big development from Apple, and this is kind of a semi-Apple update, because it has to do with what some third-party developers really are doing more than what Apple's doing. When they first introduced their 12-inch MacBook, obviously a lot of promise, a very impressive machine. It was incredibly small, offered a great display, introduced a USB Type-C port, which was something that was kind of interesting, new, but only one port. It's like, oh, man, what do we do with one port? Well, and that's like, you know, we've seen the Microsoft Surface ads, right? And they're talking about, and it includes a USB port. One USB. I've got an 8-year-old machine that's got four built in. This is a selling point for the Surface. But anyway, getting back to the MacBook, 12-inch MacBook. What's interesting is that other companies than Apple have been working on developments. And this is kind of an interesting deal because Apple generally doesn't like to do this. And I don't mean this as meanly as it's going to sound, but generally Apple does not like other companies giving their users alternatives. They kind of like to keep you boxed in. Now, you know, there's a lot of benefits to being boxed in, but there's also some very frustrating things like having a single Type-C USB port. But what's cool is companies like Belkin that are producing three-piece adapters with a couple of different cord options so that you get around that limitation of having a single port. Allows you to charge and communicate and connect all at the same time. There's even some Kickstarter companies that are being created to solve this really, sometimes for some of us, a very difficult situation where you got a single Type-C USB port. It is interesting to see how Apple will respond. We don't know yet. I mean, at this point, they're producing these machines, and so these alternatives that work are going to be out there, and you'll be able to buy them. One of the negative problems about that is that they'll be relatively expensive, but at least you'll have a way to get around that limitation of a single Type-C USB port on the new 12-inch MacBook. It's interesting. We've talked about this many, 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 many times over the decades. I mean, we're, you know, since the original 2C, tremendous advantages that Apple produces in their products. But they always, the last 2 or 3% drives you insane. Not enough ports, the wrong ports, you know, incompatibility on purpose. If they could just get to the last 2 or 3%, these products would truly be, well, maybe miraculous is a little overstated, but I mean, they're already a hugely successful company. So I don't know what more I would want, but just in terms of from a consumer perspective, man, they are so close to giving me absolutely everything they want, but they are incapable. No matter what product they come out with, however good it is, it's never better than about 95, 96, 97%. If they ever got to 100%, I don't know what would happen, man. It would be incredible. 866-821-8255 is the number. Wow. Are we really out of time? Well, don't bother calling now. Did we ever figure out what that buzzing was? Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. Another show down. We appreciate you joining us. Had a great time this morning. Hope you did too. Beautiful weather here in the sunny Southwest. We're going to go outside and have some fun. We'll see you next week. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.